This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
There we go. All right, fire two, take two. Welcome, everybody. My name is David McBee, slowly recovering adult child and board trustee from Miami, Florida. And good morning, afternoon, and evening. And a warm welcome to our ACA community around the world and around the globe. So this is our 6th annual ACA World Convention and our second fully online one. While the pandemic continues to be a challenging time for many of us, we see how events like this bring us together. And for that, we're grateful for ACA recovery. This is the largest adult child meeting in the world, connecting our ACA members around the planet to grow together as one unified fellowship. This convention is being hosted by ACA World Services Organization, and our theme this year is Global Recovery. We have 27 sessions running over 30 hours around the clock and around the world. Anonymity, be sure to rename yourself in the participant screen to show only your first name, last name, initial, and country. And please remember our spiritual principles of anonymity as this meeting slash workshop is being broadcast around the world and will also be recorded on audio and distributed later. We therefore ask that you do not record any audio, video, or pictures of the AWC. We also ask that you do not share the link to this conference. Each member should request their own access to the AWC. This is so they can acknowledge our commitment to trying to protect the personal anonymity of AWC attendees. And now I'd like to welcome the newest chair of the ABC AWC committee. And I pass that baton to Liz C. of Connecticut. Thank you very much, Liz. Carry on.
Thank you. Thank you, David. I'm learning things as I go here that I can't actually see my screen when I share the slideshow. That's interesting. Hi, my name is Liz C. and I'm one of the new co-chairs of the AWC committee along with Karen S. I'd like to start with some thank yous. First, a big thank you to all the volunteers who have worked cooperatively to put this program together, especially Sue V, Frederick, and Charlie, and to our outgoing chair, David McBee, and many, many thanks to our IT chair. I am so very, very grateful for your service, Brad. I was told during my first year of ACA that doing service in the, above the group level would strengthen my recovery. And at that point, I became a group rep for the Connecticut Intergroup. And as I continue to work my program and grow, I see recovery continues to change my life in dramatic ways. And one of the most powerful ways is in my relationships with my family and the relationship with myself. And my service comes from a place of love and gratitude for the fellowship. And I'm grateful to be here with you today. I'm so excited to be part of this 2021 AWC, the biggest, most wide-reaching AWC ever. We're making history here this weekend. We have over 60 individuals participating in 27 workshops, dozens of people cooperating together to make a global recovery a reality this year more than ever before. Over the next 30 hours, we will hear from fellow travelers from 5 continents. We have presenters from Sweden, Poland, Russia, Lithuania, Denmark, Italy, China, Taiwan, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, India, Brazil, Israel, Canada, and even the US. If I've forgotten your country, I'm very sorry. I hope that you've all had a chance to see the schedule on the AWC website. A big thank you to all of our presenters today. I wish I could be in both Zoom rooms at the same time, but I know that the audio tapes will be available soon. The convention opens up with an introduction to the Loving Parent Guidebook, followed by two simultaneous Zoom rooms. Each room has a different login, which are good for both days of the convention, and everyone can log in and out of the rooms as you choose, or you can just stay put. We have workshops on a variety of topics, including sponsorship, boundaries, trauma, non-dominant handwriting, and the all-new Calmline blog, and creating regions, and the tireless work of the Global Members Committee and the European Committee dealing with the challenges unique to those meeting groups. Wherever each of us is today, we come together here to share our experience, strength, and hope as part of the global family and global recovery. And now I'd like to introduce Charlie, the WSO chair.
Thank you, Liz. Hello, my name is Charlie H. As chair of the ACA World Service Organization, I want to thank you for joining ACA's 6th annual World Convention, our second all virtual convention. As David mentioned, this year's theme is global recovery. Given the circumstances we all have lived through, it seems like an incredibly appropriate message. A year ago, COVID was just hitting our planet. Our only choice was to stay indoors and connect electronically. The tragedies of the last year are very real, and they can't be dismissed. For many of us, of course, the losses have been quite personal. But adult children have done what we learned to do when we were young. We have survived and grown in very difficult circumstances. We've continued to meet online, and we've continued to heal together. Even when adult children speak different languages and come from different cultures, we understand each other in a unique and special way. I want to close my introduction by mentioning next year. We hope to hold an in-person convention in 2022 in San Francisco, and it will be wonderful to have the opportunity to meet some of you in person. But I want you to know that virtual ACA conventions are here to stay. If traveling to California is not realistic for you, you will still be able to sign on for live virtual programming. This is a permanent commitment of the World Service Organization. The experience of coming together as a global online family may have started because of COVID, but it is too important to give up when COVID recedes. About 2,500 people have registered for this year's convention, and that number probably will grow closer to 3,000 before the day is over. This is a much bigger global ACA village than we could ever hope to gather in one place. WSO also is working more intensely than ever to make literature available to you at an affordable price, regardless of where you may live. That's another form of global recovery. In just a few months, this will include a worldwide release of a new book, Loving Parent Guidebook. That book will be featured this morning. And for the first time, we will actually simultaneously print this book on multiple continents to deliver this book to many countries much more quickly and at a much lower price than in the past. As adult children, we all have a unique ability to understand and help each other grow. I hope you find that this year's convention provides you healing and comfort. And I hope we continue to find global recovery together for many years to come. Thank you. And I now would like to introduce Sue V, who is chair of WSO's Global Member Services Committee.
Thank you, Charlie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends and family around the world. And I'm Sue V, grateful adult child. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I'm in my 11th year of ACA recovery. I came in broken and wounded. And today I can tell you I am more whole and I feel more joy in my heart than I ever have in my life. I believe strongly in this program. I live this program. Part of my recovery and tool really is the service. I do service at the meeting group. I do service at my intergroup. and I'm the chair of Global Members. I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of the team around the world. We support all of the countries outside of North America and Europe, four continents. That's over 6 billion people, over 20 time zones. We have a phenomenal, amazing team of country coordinators, project service coordinators, local country service teams that are carrying the ACA message around the world and in their countries and in their local fellowships. And even as important as that, they're carrying the message to themselves, to their inner children. That's what we have found. Working ACA recovery right beside our service gives us a deeper level of recovery than we've ever seen before. And I would say that I'm deeply grateful for all of the members, and you're going to meet a number of them throughout the workshops. And one thing I would like to just pass on that I learned very early from my Brit, actually, from Europe. She talked about the inner child not speaking English. And it's so true. But the inner child also has different dialects. And the inner child, guess what, moves to other countries and continents. So I believe that global members countries not only need help and support, but they also will give support and help to all of us in all the countries where our inner children don't speak English, but our adults do. So I'd like to pass this on to Frederick. And Frederick, it's my pleasure to introduce you as the chair of the European Committee. And Frederick and I and Charlie and the board work very closely together in partnership to bring this level of service and support to everyone. Thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. Hey, hola, ciao, sveiki, vitai. My name is Frederick, and I'm an adult child. In the start, I said hello in 8 different languages. Hey includes both Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. Then it was from hello from Spain, Italy, Lithuania, and Poland. I'm from Sweden and do service as a trustee for ACAWSO. And as Sue said, I'm also the chair for the European Committee, and we really work close together to give the fellowships more support. I want you to welcome you all to the 6th annual ACA World Convention on behalf of the European Fellowship. With last year's virtual AWC in mind, soul and my memory, it's fantastic to see so many from all over the world coming here again this year to listen to speakers, participate in workshops, and participate in the way that suits each of you. We are growing more and more all over the world as a fellowship, and it becomes so clear in moments like this to see how many participants we already are in this meeting from all over the world. It is all of us together who make it possible. It is not enough to make a schedule. It's not enough to have the technical platform. Nothing is enough if not everyone who is here today participates. Without listeners, no convention. But of course, also thanks to those who have done this possible by doing service. I want to mention a little bit of what's happening on the part of the European Fellowship on this ABC. Directly after the introduction of the new Loving Parent Guidebook, which I'm very excited about to listen to, there will be a program about regions. In Europe, working to be able to create a region together with the fellowships, but it will come more about that in that part of the AWC. And then we have members from Poland, we have from Lithuania and Italy speaking on different subjects. There will also tomorrow be a program item on translation. Translation into your own language is so important. And my inner child don't speak English, and I could really verify that is true. It's so important to have a literature and language of your own. Okay, that was a bit about European participation. But of course, the whole program is very exciting, and this is a global event. I will be on as many sessions as I ever can, but I think both my brain and body demands a few hours of sleep before this is over in about 29 hours until tomorrow. Again, a warm welcome to all of you, and I'm grateful, really, really grateful to be a part of this. And with that, back to you, Liz.
Hey. Oh, thank you, everybody, for your warm welcomes. In the next section, what we're going to do is hear a representative from many countries and give a welcome and from in their language and or in their native tongue. I can't share my screen and simultaneously bring people as presenters. So this is what they're going to say, and I am now going to stop sharing it. And now we have many attendees that need to be raised to participants, to panelists. If you know that you are one of them, could you please raise your hand?
Hi. My name is Beryl. I'm an adult child. I'm calling from Newcastle upon Tyne in England.
Welcome. Chris.
Hey, this is Chris, adult child. I'm calling from Seoul, South Korea.
Welcome, Dahlia.
Hi, this is Dahlia, adult child, calling from Israel.
Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, my name is Dennis. I'm an adult child from Moscow, Russia.
Welcome, Aloha. Oh, I'm going to mispronounce names.
Hello, my name is Aloha. I am an adult child from Brazil.
Erika. Joel.
My name is Joel. I'm an adult child from Montreal, Canada.
Anika.
Hi, I'm Kanika, adult child, calling from Kanika.
Welcome. Monique.
Hi, everyone. Monique here, adult child. I'm calling from Australia and welcome everybody to the 6th annual convention. Welcome.
Nikki. Satish.
Hello, everyone. My name is Satish, grateful adult child, originally from Punjab, India, currently living in Canada. Welcome, everyone. Thank you.
Sean.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sean. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic, and I am in Taipei, Taiwan.
Welcome, Sean. Wilma from South Africa.
Goeiemôre, almal. My name is Wilma. Volwasse, ja, nou het ek die woord vergeet, nee. Kind van Port Elizabeth, South Africa. Welkom.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for helping us open up this world.
Kia ora koutou, kaini southern toko inua, no otitahi, Aotearoa ho, me te aroa, nui ki a koutou katoa. Welcome, greetings to everyone. My name's Annie S. I'm from Christchurch in New Zealand, and lots of love to you all.
Thank you, yeah. Annie.
And Liz, has Eriko from Japan been recognized?
No, Eriko, please.
Eriko.
Just promoted her.
Okay, that's the problem. Okay, yeah. There she is, Erica.
Somebody unmutes her.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Hello, Erica, you're online. We see you. You want to say welcome?
Thank you.
Appreciate
yes. こんにちは、アダルトチュードレンのエリコです。日本出身、アメリカに滞在しています。第6回世界大会へ皆さんようこそ。
Welcome.
Thank you, Erica.
All right. And now we're going to hear, we're going to hear the laundry list and the solution.Be read by four readers, and we have Beryl, who's starting it off, and Joel, and as you can see, I lost my list. Perhaps you know who you are. And we'll start off the laundry list.With Beryl.
Hi, thank you. My name's Beryl. I'm an adult child. The laundry list, 14 traits of an adult child of an alcoholic. One, we became isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. Two, we became approval seekers and lost our identity in the process. Three, we are frightened by angry people and any personal criticism. Four, we either become alcoholics,marry them or both, or find another compulsive personality, such as a workaholic, to fulfill our sick abandonment needs. Us.
Cinq, nous vivons comme des victimes et dans nos relations amoureuses ou d'amitié, nous sommes attirés par les faiblesses des autres. Sorry, Joël in French, from Montreal. Six, nous avons développé un sens exagéré des responsabilités. Il nous est plus facile de nous préoccuper des autres que de nous-mêmes. Cela nous évite d'avoir à regarder nos défauts de trop près. Sept, nous nous sentons coupables lorsque nous nous affirmons plutôt que de nous soumettre à la volonté des autres. Et huit, nous sommes devenus dépendants des émotions fortes. Pass.
Thank you. And now we'll have Tina from Sweden.
Oh, can you hear me? I wasn't able to introduce myself before.
Okay, here we go.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
So, hello, I'm Tina from Sweden. I give you some traits. Nine. Gjorde direkta gottgörelser. I'm totally lost. I'm doing the steps here. I'm sorry. Nine. Vi blandar ihop kärlek med lidande.Och tenderar att älska människor som vi kan tycka synd om och rädda. 10. Vi har tryckt ner känslorna från vår traumatiska barndom och förlorat förmågan att känna eller uttrycka våra känslor eftersom det gör så ont. Förnekelse. 11. Vi dömer oss själva skoningslöst och har en mycket låg självkänsla. Thank you.
Thank you. And now Dahlia from Israel.
Yes, Dali from Israel. I'm going to say 12 to 14 in Hebrew. 12. יש לנו אישיות לוטית שנחרדת מנטישה ותעשה כל דבר כדי לאחוז בקשרים ולא לחוות את תחושות הנטישה המחאיבות שחשנו כתוצאה מחיים עם אנשים חולים שמעולם לא היו שם עבורנו מבחינה רגשית. 13. אלכוהוליזם היא מחלה משפחתית. אנחנו הפכנו לפארה אלכוהוליסטים.ופיתחנו את מאפייני המחלה אפילו שמעולם לא שתינו אלכוהול. 14. פארה-אלכוהוליסטים הם תגובתיים במקום להיות משתתפים פעילים. תודה.
Thank you. And now the same readers will read a section of the solution.
Thanks, Liz. The solution. The solution is to become your own loving parent. As ACA becomes a safe place for you,You will find freedom to express all the hurts and fears you have kept inside and to free yourself from the shame and blame that are carryovers from the past. You will become an adult who is imprisoned no longer by childhood reactions. You will recover the child within you, learning to accept and love yourself. Awesome.
There might be slight differences, but in French, la guérison s'amorce lorsqu'on prend le risque de sortir de l'isolement. Les émotions et souvenirs les émotions et souvenirs enfouis referont surface. En nous les laissant graduellement du fardeau des chagrins inexprimés, nous nous libérons lentement du passé. Nous apprenons à nous rééduquer avec douceur, humour, amour et respect. Paz.
And here in Swedish. Detta är handlingarna och arbetet som läker oss. Vi använder stegen, vi använder mötena, vi använder telefonen. Vi delar vår erfarenhet, styrka och hopp med varandra. Vi lär oss att en dag i taget omstrukturera vårt sjuka sätt att tänka. När vi frigör våra föräldrar från ansvar för våra handlingar idag blir vi fria att fatta hälsosamma beslut genom att agera snarare än att reagera. Vi utvecklas från att vara sårade till att läka och hjälpa. Vi vaknar upp till en känsla av helhet som vi inte visste var möjlig. Tack! I pass it on.
And in Hebrew, תלמדו לשמור את המיקוד בעצמכם בכאן ובעכשיו. תקחו אחריות על חייכם ותהיו ההורים של עצמכם. לא תעשו זאת לבד. התבוננו סביבכם ותראו אחרים שיודעים כיצד אתם מרגישים. אנחנו אוהבים אתכם ומעודדים אתכם, לא משנה מה. אנחנו מבקשים מכם לקבל אותנו בדיוק כפי שאנחנו מקבלים אתכם. זוהי תוכנית רוחנית שמבוססת על פעולה שבאה מאהבה. אנחנו בטוחים שתוך כדי שאהבה תגדל בתוככם, תראו שינויים נהדרים בכל מערכות היחסים שלכם, במיוחד עם אלוהים, עצמכם והוריכם.
Thank you, everyone. And now I think that we will share the Serenity Prayer in a few languages. And as that's not on the schedule, we can take some hands for that. But first, I will just do a little bit of housekeeping with these slides. There are many opportunities for volunteering for service in our ACA fellowship. Doing service is a great way to gain strength in your program. You can carry the message and make a difference in other ACA's lives. You can sign up to be a volunteer at the link below. There are many opportunities that you can take a look at there. And I can attest personally that it does make a big difference. The more service I give, the more I learn from it. And if you want to find people to be fellow travelers with, in service is a great place to find those people. And lastly, we'll talk about the seventh tradition. This is a very exciting time in our fellowship as we become more global. You can now donate in your local currency in a variety of ways, such as credit card, PayPal, Venmo, JCB, Diners Club, Google, and Apple Pay. You can see the link to the Seventh Tradition contributions there on your screen. You can also be sure that we will all need to sleep at some point in the next 30 hours. If you miss a program, the audio recording will be available as an MP3 at the acawso.org website. So I'm going to stop sharing. And I'm going to call on Wilma to start with an ACA Serenity Prayer.
Merci. My name is Wilma.
de volwassen kind. En in Afrikaans. God geef mij die rustigheid om de mensen te aanvaarden dat ik niet kan veranderen. En die moed om die een te veranderen wat ik kan. En die wijze om te weten waar die een is. Dank u.
Thank you. Dennis.
Russian. Боже, дай мне разум и душевный покой. Принять то, что я не в силах изменить. Мужество изменить то, что могу. И мудрость отличить одно от другого. Спасибо. Thank you.
Thank you. Eloa.
In Brazilian Portuguese. Deus, dá-me serenidade para aceitar as pessoas que eu não posso modificar. Coragem para mudar aquela que posso. E sabedoria para saber que essa pessoa sou eu.
Thank you. Satish.
Thank you. This is in Punjabi. Sajta Pratna, Parmatma, Sajta Bakshini, Savikar Karandi, Jinna Lokanu, Mabadalni Sagda, Osla Dena, Oseknu Vadanli, Ate Samajdeni, Ejananli, Kiyawik Meha. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody who would like to do it in French? Thank you, Joel.
Mon Dieu, donne-moi la sérénité d'accepter les personnes que je ne peux changer, le courage de changer la personne que je peux et la sagesse de reconnaître que cette personne, c'est moi.
Thank you. Robert D., if you raise your hand, we can find you. Robert D. All right, Robert D. says, to say the Trinity Prayer in Welsh.
This is in Welsh, Cymraeg. Dyw darmi dan nefyd I dderbyn y pobol na fedraf I newid. Gwroldeb I newid ar unig y medrau a'r dwythuned I wybod.
Thank you, Tina.
I'm right here. Gud ger mig sinnesro att acceptera det jag inte kan förändra, mod att förändra det jag kan och förstånd att inse skillnaden. Tack. That was in Swedish.
Thank you. Okay. Yes,
I can say it in Hindi too.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I thought somebody else might step up. Okay, sorry. So this is in Hindi. Hey Ishwar, mujhe Atam Shanti do un logon ko swikar karne ki jinhe main badal nahi sakta. Himmat do use badalne ki jise main badal sakta hun. और ये समझने की सद्बुद्धि दो कि वो मैं ही हूँ. Thank you.
Let's say Hebrew.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Elohim, תן בי את השלווה לקבל את האנשים שאין ביכולתי לשנותם, האומץ לקבל את האדם האחד, האומץ לשנות את האדם האחד שאני כן יכולה, והחוכמה לדעת שהאחת הזאת היא אני. Thank you.
Thank you. Sue, would you like to say any words about the Global Fellowship?
I would just like to say to everyone, last year in 2020 was the first time we ever did an online. And that was amazing because we went from 500 people plus to over 2,000-3,000 people around the world. I can tell you from a global members perspective in Asia, in Africa, in Oceania, in South and Central America, in Mexico, those are the countries and continents that we're looking after. The feedback that I received was phenomenal. from Dahlia in Israel to Marion and Karen in Africa to Sean in Taiwan to Meek in Australia. There was an explosion of global fellowship. We felt truly as one, one family, one connection with all of North America and Europe, around the world, this whole planet. And we went from a few handful of people in some cases in areas to close to 200, 300, 400 people. It was amazing, and it still is amazing. The other thing we noticed was that so many people, hearts were broken open and wanted to give service and carry the ACA message to themselves, to others, to their inner children. And it's been truly evolutionary. It's been truly growth. And for me personally, my heart was just overflowing and continues to be overflowing. I'm truly grateful for our second worldwide online event, our largest adult children place where we can all be safe together. We can all cry together. We can all laugh together. We can have joy together and heal together. And there's no better place that I would ever want to be. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Thank you, Dahlia. Thank you, Dahlia. Thank you, Marion and Karen. Thank you, everyone in the countries. I can't name you all, both in Europe and in the US and Canada, in all of the countries in global. So just know that you're appreciated. We've got gratitude, and thank you all. With that, I'll pass back to Liz.
Thank you, Sue. Are there any other people on the committee who would like to say anything else in welcome? David.
Yes, I'd just like to actually thank everybody for the last weekend. We are the backbone of this is the tech team. You'll see Brad over there and Mindy. They really held it together last weekend through. It ain't easy being on the back end of this stuff. It's like the guy behind the curtain in the Wizard of Oz show. That's a funny analogy, but it fits. And all the other people who have worked on this. I mean, you see the ones that are here, you don't see the ones that aren't here. And it truly is a team effort. I mean, literally, Liz was working on a script at 11 o'clock last night. So I don't know what time this morning she started. So it's a work in progress. And if you see that the 27 presentations that are coming, each one of those is a body of work. So we are a global community, and we just keep growing. My analogy with World Service is that we're riding a tiger holding on to its ears because it's growing that fast. So thank you, everybody who's here. Thank you, everybody who made it possible. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that is my opening program.
I would ask, is there any of our panelists that are up here around the world, if they wanted to just say something for 1 minute about what the online event last year and this year has meant to them in their ACA recovery and in their country? Does anybody want to do that for a minute? And it's okay if you're not ready for that too. Progress, not perfection. Dahlia.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Dahlia, adult child in Israel. 1 minute is a challenge, but I'll try. Having this global event available online to us in Israel was just a tremendous event for us. We felt part of, we felt seen, we felt... that we're part of something big and that we are equal, because we do have, you know, the distance and then the language and being a new fellowship. And that just filled us with power and strength, and we grew immensely since then. So thank you for everybody that made the effort to have that available. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia.
Thanks, Dahlia.
And Wilma?
Thank you for the opportunity. I must say, last year when we went to this conference for the first time, I actually attended one It was mind-blowing stuff. But in my wildest dreams, you couldn't have imagined what would happen in our small little town called Port Elizabeth. And we really exploded our meetings. From having no meetings to having two meetings in a week now. And that was all because of this program and about people stepping up and actually taking ownership of stuff. It was just being incredible, the growth, not just in the fellowship, but even in myself, just the way I think and act and talk is different than a year ago. And the first time we heard about this was when we just joined ACA and Marion was all excited about, oh, the global thing is coming. And I'm like, oh, what is this going to be for so many hours? I have to stay awake. But it was worth every minute of no sleep. And I'm looking forward to this here also. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, Sue, and everybody on the panel.
Thank you. And Erica.
Yes. I'm so grateful that this Zoom convention, because probably the most of us couldn't come together physically when it's not covered what happens, and then this technology invention. So my hope for the future is hopefully it's hybrid things. Still, we can, after the COBART finished, and then we started doing a face-to-face convention, but still somehow the technology catching up, and then Zoom is shooting the panelists in a physical location, and then we can communicate in a virtual side and the physical side, so we can include the rest of the world to this convention. So not only the convention, but the, any type of the meetings worldwide. So I hopefully that day comes soon. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you, Eriko. And Eriko's on the panel on the Far East, where we'll be having, it'll be in English with interpretation, and Japan and China will be there. One last one maybe, Annie. Oh, sorry, Charlie, did you have your hand
up? Just very briefly, and then I'll step aside for Annie. Because Erica mentioned that, the board, as I said earlier, actually recently vote to make annual virtual conventions a part of our model going forward. We don't know exactly the details, but even people who can't travel to the in-person event will get an event very much like the one we're having this weekend. So we just think it's so important to bring our whole world family together once a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Charlie. And let's just keep emphasizing that, because it's a wonderful thing and it's here forever now. We're not going to lose it. Thank you. Annie?
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you to the board for agreeing to keep this going even when this pandemic is over and people are traveling again. And it's 1 a.m. It's quarter to two now in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So for us, it's all through the night. And the annual business conference was too. But, you know, it's better to have that than to not be able to come at all. We're far, far away in New Zealand. And so we have a strong fellowship here and some really good recovery. And it may be that you don't know about that. So it's just lovely to be able to connect with you all. And also, I know that you have plans afoot for more things going forwards for online, global or regional things as well. So this is the beginning of something really special that our higher power for ACA has really putting something in place here. And it's a really exciting future for us. So again, thank you and greetings from Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Thank you, Annie. And there's one more from Sean, and then Adelina's going to give us a musical break.
All right, I'll be quick. Hi, everybody. I'm Sean. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic in Taiwan. And last year for me was my first event, and I was blown away. I went to the ABC and the AWC. I was blown away. It lit a fire underneath my own personal recovery. It didn't just fan the flames a little bit. It really gave me some rocket fuel and got me re-engaged and into service again and back into my work and my steps with my fellow traveler. And there's been a little bit of a ripple effect here in the Far East, where I was attending one meeting. We have two meetings in Taiwan now, so our meetings have doubled. And we have started a meeting in Vietnam. And now we're connecting with Singapore and China and Japan and Korea. We're all starting to connect now. And there's just fabulous to be part of this this global movement, I guess you could call it. It's just amazing. Thank you for letting me be part of it. Pass.
Thank you, Sean. And Liz, if I just may say one second thing, is that I want to recognize India as well, who've been doing a tremendous amount of work. I don't know if they're here because they're just waking up in the morning. But no. I just want to make sure that Sunil and his wonderful service team are doing so much work out there. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. All right, so we've concluded our welcome. We'll see everybody at the next workshop, which starts at 10 a.m. And for a little levity and joy and learning how to play and have fun in our lives, Adelina will be giving us some music and dance.
Thank you, Lee.